In these days in which we live, there's an awful lot of talking and communicating. We have so much around us. TV and radio broadcasts. We have podcasts. We have hundreds of television channels, cell phones, emails, text messaging, and the old reliable post office, now referred to as snail mail for letters and cards. This is David Pilch, Center Pastor of Syracuse Adult and Teen Challenge, your pastor for the day. Matthew 12:16, Jesus says, "I tell you that on Judgment Day, people will be called to account for every careless word that they have ever said. By your words, you will be justified, and by your words, you'll be condemned." My point in bringing this up is that our words matter. The people of the world are focused on the here and now, the temporal, but the Bible is focused on what we are sowing now and how that can affect our future in eternity. Paul writes to the Ephesians in chapter 5, warning them that there are a number of topics that are inappropriate for conversation among God's people, such as immorality, sexual sin, and greed. James chapter 3 has quite a bit to say about the tongue. In verse 9, "This same tongue of ours can be both an instrument of blessing to our Lord and Father and a weapon that hurls curses upon others who are created in God's own image." One mouth streams forth both blessing and curses. My brothers and sisters, this is not how it should be. Does a spring gush crystal clear fresh water and moments later spurt out bitter salt water? So what I'm trying to say to you right now today is practice patience. If someone is trying to get you aggravated or upset, don't feed into it. As Jesus was silent before his accusers when he was in front of Pontius Pilate, we should practice the same spirit of peace in the midst of a storm. Ephesians 4:29 says, "Don't let even one rotten word seep out of your mouths. Instead, offer only fresh words that build others up when they need it most." You know what? Let's pray. Father, using our tongue properly is a big task. It is a tremendous challenge. But we know with your Holy Spirit helping us, we can be a blessing to others. Show us how we can use words to build others up and not tear them down. And we pray this in the name above every name, our Lord, our leader, and our Savior, Jesus, the Messiah, and soon coming King. This is David Pilch, Center Pastor at Adult and Teen Challenge, reminding you to use your tongue to speak blessing and encouragements to others.